Once you have the student work sorted in piles, it is time to look for trends within and across the piles. Usually, the first trend you can see is the distribution of student work. Are the piles sorted equally? Is there one pile that has more samples than others? If the latter is the case, then you need to ask why that may have occurred. The answer may lie in examining each individual pile, or it could require the collection of another data source, like your lesson plans, a video of the lesson, or another example of student work. Now, let's look at each pile individually. Take one of the piles and see if you can identify any similarities within that pile. If the pile is large, you might find that you need to do a sort within a sort, meaning you need to sort this large pile into smaller piles that have commonalities. The purpose is to find patterns or trends within each of the piles. Once you've done that, make a summary statement about what you notice first within each pile, then across the piles. Repeat the process for each piece of student work. Stop and analyze.